Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas of Yimoy, Rav David Siman, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is the Dharam daf Lamed Vav. We left off at the very top line of Lamed Vav, Omid Aleph. Good morning. Chanach Enach, Avi, Yitzchak Yosef, Chaim, Yisrael Moshe, Tzvika, Shlomo David, and right on cue, Dr. Joe. Says the Gemara, what were we discussing at the end of yesterday's daf? At the end of yesterday's daf, we were talking about a very fascinating question. The Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash who bring my karbanos, are they shluchim of me or are they shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do they work for an independent contractor or no? There's considered to be like a shlichus relationship that they're working for me. So the Gemara didn't know. We tried to bring a proof and we rejected the proof. So let's pick it up from Masiv Rav Shimi Barashi. He's going to bring a question against one of the tzadim. Let's see. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, she'akol ni'eved varo. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rav Shimer Abba, Imahaya Kohen, if I put a neder on you that you can't benefit from me, and I'm a Kohen, so Imahaya Kohen, Yizrok alav dam chataso v'dam hashamo. I'm allowed to sprinkle the blood of your korban chatas and the blood of your usher. Now, the Brisa here does not make any distinction between what type of chatas and what type of usher. Sounds like any chatas and any usher. Now, if you say that the kohanim are shluchi didan, if he's a shliach of him, so he's giving him hana, he's performing his shlichas. So, how can you say that? Answers the Gemara, dam chataso shel mitzora. No, this is only like we said in the Mishnah by Mechusrei Kapara, a specific type of carbon that you don't need is das. You don't need shlichas. It's not to atone for anything. It's just to allow him to go eat the karbanos. It's just to allow him to walk into Beis HaMikdash. So this type of carbon doesn't need shlichas, doesn't need das. And therefore, even if you say shlucha didan, there's no problem with getting hana. It's not a hana because there's no shlichas. Tichsiv, how do we know this? How do we know that these karbanos do not need das? As we saw yesterday's daf, tichsiv, zos tiyet, toras hamitzora, the extra word toras we learn, bein gadol, bein katan. You could even bring these karbanos for a katan. If I can bring the karban for a katan, that shows that you don't need what? You don't need das, because a katan, if I can do it for a katan, how am I bringing a karban for a katan? He can't appoint a shliach. The answer is you don't need shlichas, you don't need das. If you don't need das, even if it's shluchi didan, it's not a problem of giving him hana, because I'm not doing it for him. Either way, in any case, there's no shlichas. And the Gemara gives another similar kasha. Oh, another kasha from a Mishnah in Maseches Gittin Memdal and Beis. Tanan, we learned to the Mishnah. Hakohanim she piglu b'migdash. You hear this? A Kohen wants to get back at a balabas, right? He says, I'll fix you. You're going to come bring your carbon. I have a debt to settle with you from a long time, angry with you from something else. So here's what I'm going to do to you. You're going to bring your karbanos when I'm shechting your carbon for you, the carbon of the Beis HaMikdash. When I'm sprinkling the blood, I'm going to have in mind that it should be eaten chutz lezmano, or it should be eaten chutz lemakomo, meaning I'm going to be mfagel your carbon. I'm going to make it pigel. I'm going to passel your carbon by having the wrong intentions in mind to nail a guy. That's the carbon of the Beis HaMikdash. He's going to nail this guy. So I call it shepiglu b'migdash. Let's say the Kohen, so he on purpose disqualified your carbon, so he's a mazik. Mezidin chayavin. So if the coin was mefagel, your carbon, so he's chayav as a mazik. He has to pay back for the carbon. Now let's say it was a nedava. A nedava, you're not going to have to bring a new one. You only have to bring that one. So you're not going to bring a new one. So what money did you lose? How is that mazik? So the Rishonim say over here, Rashi, actually, it's Rashi in Gittin, says, even if it was a carbon adava, that if I was mefagalit, you don't have to bring another one. You know what I mean? It was a adava. Nevertheless, I'm still chayef to pay him back for it. Why? Because the bala carbon has a hefsid, because it's loy nasa ritzono. He wanted to bring a carbon, and now he couldn't bring it. He wouldn't bring a kosher or carbon. The carbon was mefagalit. So even though he's not going to have to bring another one, he still lost out because this was my carbon and you didn't let me, you didn't allow me to be yotze, my carbon nedava.
And you get paid back money for that?
I think, probably the animal. Probably have to bring back the animal. The Chazon Ish, proves from this Rashi in Gittin, the Chazon Ish proves in this Rashi that there's a chi of mazik even in something that actually does not have any monetary value and you couldn't sell it. Because once I designated this animal as a carbon, it's aser bana. Nobody could, I can't sell it to anybody. It's hektish. It's kachim. So how can you have an iser mazik? So the Chazon Ish says, you see from here, that it's shayach to be mazik a person, even in something that has no value. I'm considered an owner of it, and even though it's not really worth any money, I can't sell it in that sense, it's not worth money, but the Chazon Ish says you'd still be mazik. However, the Nesivus disagrees with the Chazon Ish. And he says something that does not have any value that you could sell the object and get money for it, so there would be no din mazik if I would destroy it. Of somebody, that's machlokas Nesivus. And the Chazon Ish, says, you see from Rashi over here, it's a carbon. Even a Nadava, Rashi says, it would be Chayav Mazik.
Oh. What do you buy it for if it has no value? I mean, what do you have to pay?
You probably have to give him back another animal, I would assume. You got to give him back another animal. Because he couldn't sell it. Right. But you disqualified his carbon, so you have to give him another animal.
Oh, okay.
That's what I would think. Okay. Good. Says the Gemara. Okay, so that's amazing. Hashogigin. Let's say the Kohen was mefagalit b'shogig. Maybe the Kohen didn't know that by having in mind when he was during the Zrikas Adam that this animal was going to be eaten chutzlismano or chutzlimakomo, whatever it was, he didn't know that it was also to have that kavana. So it's b'shogig. Good morning, Reb Mordechai. Welcome back from Eretz Yisrael. What's this Mark business? After diving, they welcomed him back, Mark. Guy came back from Eretz Yisrael. He's no longer Mark. He's Mordechai. What's a shiloh? Anyway, Hashogigin Peturin. Hashogigin. Let's say the coin's Mephagel Beshogig. It sounds like he'd be putter. However, even though they're putter, Ella Shepigulon Pigol. However, it does disqualify the carbon. Ah, so there's only the only difference is whether you have to pay or not. But the carbon's Nifsal. Now, why is the carbon Nifsal? If you say that a carbon is acting on behalf of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Hainu Shepikul and Beagle, I understand why the carbon was Nifsa. If you say that the Kohen is being a Shliach of me, when I bring my carbon and the Kohen shechts it, or the Kohen sprinkles the blood, shechting I could really do myself, but whatever. Let's say the Kohen is Zorik the Dab, that I can't do. I need a Kohen. So if you Shluchi Didan Havu, Amai Pigulon Pigul. So why, if I made you a shliach, and you messed up the shlichus, so I never told you to do that. If you're working for me, why are your bad machshavas mefagel the carbon? V'lei malei, the bailim should say to the kohen, shlicha shavisech letikune v'lo la'avuseh. I made you a shliach to do what I asked you to do. If you're my shliach and you messed up, you did something else, why does your machshava disqualify the carbon? You were not acting as my agent. I have a right to say, I made you an agent to do X. You did Y. You're no longer my shliach. So how you mefagel my carbon? So your machshava should not have the koach to be mefagel the carbon. So this must be a raya. From the fact that the machshavas of the coin are mefagel the carbon, must be a raya that, good morning, Jeremy, must be a raya that it's shluchi didan. Answers the Gemara, no. Amre, no. Maybe really the Kohen is working for... I'm sorry. This is a raya that shluchi d'rachmana, because if it was shluchi didan, then it should not be mefagel. So it should be a raya shluchi d'rachmana. So the Gemara answers, no. Maybe really it's shluchi didan. Aye, but shluchi didan, if he's my shliach, how in the world can his bad machshavas disqualify my carbon? He didn't do the shlichus. He didn't do my shlichus. So the Gemara answers, no, we have a special pasuk by Pigel that includes even someone who's mefagel when he's not my shliach. Amre, shani, gabi Pigel. There's a special extra pasuk by Pigel that if a Kohen has a bad machshava about my carbon, even if he's not serving as my shliach, nevertheless, he disqualifies the carbon. Pigel is an exception to the rule. Shani, gabi Pigel, the Omar Kro, because the pasuk says, lo yechashev, lo, there's an extra pasuk. This will not be considered a good carbon pigel, yeah? Mikol makom. That even if the Kohen, who's not my shliach, meaning he's supposed to be my shliach, But he's not doing my shlichus. He does a bad machshava pigo, which I didn't tell him to do. Nevertheless, he disqualifies the carbon. What's the pshat? So the Birka Shmuel, the Birka Shmuel, Talmud of Reb Chaim. So he explained that originally the Gemara thought that if a person comes to be mefagel my carbon, so he's acting on my behalf. So who's mefagel the carbon? The Bala carbon has the right to be mefagel. So if he's not acting on my behalf, he can't be mefagel the carbon. So what changed in the maskana? The Gemara answers, no. The pasuk teaches me that the rights to be mefagel a carbon are not in the Bala carbon, but the rights to be mefagel a carbon are the one who's makriv the carbon. It's the one who's makriv that has the right. That's what's changing in Lumdus. Originally, we thought that the Bailam have the right to be mefagel the carbon. I'm the owner of the carbon. I can decide what's going to be pigel, what the machshavas are. I dictate the machshavas. But the conclusion of the Gemara is that the extra pasuk teaches me, so says the Birka Shmuel, that the maskana Gemara says that no, it's the kohen who's makriv, he has the rights to be mefagel the carbon. It's his machshavas that make the day. My machshavas, if I'm not doing the avoidas of the carbon, so then my machshavas are lo malav lo mora. That's not what causes pigel. What causes pigel are the machshavas not of the owner of the carbon, but rather of the makriv of the carbon. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Let's continue. Gufa. We learned previously. Amar b'yerchanan. Hakol tzrichin das chutz mimechusa kapara. Every carbon requires the das of the bailim, except for the mechusa kapara. Mitzora, zav, zavayoledas. How do I know this? Shari adam, maybe carbon albanav albanos of akitanim. And the raya is that these certain carbonos I could bring for my children. Now wait a second. My kids are not capable of das. So the Gemara is now learning out from a case of where someone's not capable that even someone who is capable, I don't need the das. Ask the Gemara, is that really true that we could learn efshir from efshir? This is a general shaila and shas. That can you learn from a place where you had no, the kid has no ability to give das? Does that show me that even someone who does have the ability to give das doesn't need das? Is that really true that we learn that all over shas? Ask the Gemara. Elamayata, if that's true, that we learn that efshir from efshir, I have a kasha, I have a few kashas. Number one, Elamayata. Yavi adam chatas chelav al chaveiro, shekin adam mevi al ishto shote kerabi Yehuda. We learned in yesterday's daf. We learned in yesterday's daf that if a man's wife is a shota, she's mentally handicapped. She's a shota. There are cases that he could bring a carbon chatas for his wife. So if that's true, if I can bring a carbon chatas to my wife when she's a shota, maybe I should be able to bring a carbon chatas for a regular person who doesn't even appoint me as a shliach, doesn't even shalom mi dato without his knowledge. If I can do it, if you tell me done an efshir mi efshir, so just like I can bring for my wife as a shota, I should be able to bring for my friend who's not a shota even without his knowledge. It should work. My friend is chayav a carbon. I know my friend ate chelev. So I'm going to say, I know he's working on going to get his carbon. I have my carbon. So I'm going to go to the basement. I'll be makar for him. I'll tell him, by the way, buddy, guess what? You don't got to bring carbon chatas in. Why I bought it for you? He didn't make him a shliach or anything. Maybe that should work, but we learned it's not true. Alama Amar Rabbi Lazar, hifrish chatas chelev achaveir. Lo yasa klum, it's meaningless. If you didn't appoint your shliach, it's meaningless. Why? Done an efshir, mishi efshir. Answers the Gemara, no. We got the case of Ishto Shota a little bit wrong. Ishto Shota Hikidami. What's the case you can bring a carbon chatas for your wife who's a Shota? Ida Achla Kishi Shota. If your wife ate the chelev when she was already a Shota, Lav Bas Carboni. She's not Chayevis a carbon at all. She was a Shota. A Shota who does a Maisa Avera, it's Nishkin Maisa Avera. She doesn't have to bring a chatas for that. And even if she ate it while she was sane, and then she went insane after she ate the carbon chatas, she's still not chayiv a carbon. She's still not chayiv to bring a carbon. Because from the time she becomes a shota, she's exempt from all chatasin. ochal chelev, v'hifrish karbon, v'nishtata, v'chazar v'nishtafa, pasal. Ho, v'nidche, yidche. Oh, you hear this? A guy ate chelev, and he was mafresh a karbon. Then he became insane. The second he became insane, the karbon is pasal. Then he got his marbles back. Once the carbon was disqualified, the moment he was insane, it can no longer become kosher again. Hoyol v'nidche yidche. Once the carbon was rendered disqualified, it's disqualified forever, and he's not chayv to bring any more karbanos. That's it.
So if he's a nazir, is he then, and he becomes insane, is he stuck in his nazirs the rest of the
can't
carbon?
Get out of it. No, I think in that case he would just bring another carbon if he became sane again. He could bring a different carbon. He could bring a different carbon. Yeah. If he's insane, yeah, then he might have a problem. Could be. Right. Now, so hold on. So what did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said you can bring carbon for your wife who's a shaitif? If there's no case. What did he mean? No. So it's only by a yoledes or a zava or mitzaras by mechusar kapara that doesn't need das. Only by the karbanos that don't need das you can bring for your wife as a shota. She's a yoledes, a mitzora, a mechusa kapara. But a chatas, a regular chatas for eating chalev? No. If your wife's a shota, there ain't no such case. It ain't going to happen. So that's why, so we answer the kasha. So this is not a raya that done an efsher, misha e efsher. So the Gemara says a different raya. Elamayata, if you tell me you could learn efsher from e efsher, yavi adam pesach al chaveiro, shkin adam mevi, abon vabonos vaktanim, you could bring a carbon Pesach on your kids, even if they're ketanim. They have no das. Even though we know that someone has to be nismane. You need minui, right? You need to be included in a group of a carbon Pesach. But your kids, you can include them even though they have no das to be included in a group. And you see carbon Pesach works for them. So maybe I should be able to include in my group even a gadol who doesn't have das and he doesn't have das to be nismane. If I can do it for my kid who's a katan, learn efsher mishi efsher. Alom amar Rabbi Elazar hifrish pesach chaveiro shelo midaito lo asa klum. If I'm mafresh a carbon pesach my friend without telling him, doesn't work. He's got to want to be included in my group. So why not? If my kids who don't have das, I can include them in my group. So why can't I include my friend without his das? Don't an efsher mishi efsher. Answer the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zera, Se leves avos lav midoraisa. So the way that we showed him understand this line is that even though gdolim have to be nismana on a carbon Pesach, ketanim do not need minui at all. It's an exception to the rule. Se leves avos lav doraisa. There is no din doraisa that every katan has to be included in the carbon Pesach. He's allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach even without a minui. Special pasuk. Special gzeres hakasav. That there is no din by them. Even though everyone else has to be mimaneh. However, I could feed my children or ketanim even though they do not have a minui. Because they have no ability to be mimaneh. So, they're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach even without a minui. In other words, it's not the pshat that it's not the pshat that I could be maman of them without their das, and that would allow me to learn it. It's that they don't need minu bichlal. So that's why, that's the difference in lumdus. Ask the Gemara. How do you know that a katan does not need to be nimne on a carbon Pesach? Umimai, how do we know that the Torah is not mechayev the father to be maman of his kids on the carbon Pesach? Midasnan. From the fact that we have a Mishnah Pesachim, Ha'omer Lebanav Harini Sheichin Es HaPesach Amishi Alim Mikem Rishon Li Rishalayim. If a person says to his sons, now we assume we're talking about sons who are ketanim here. Harini Sheichin Es HaPesach Amishi Alim Mikem Rishon Li Rishalayim. I'm shechting my carbon Pesach, and whoever gets there first, he's going to be the main recipient of my carbon Pesach. Now it sounds like the Pesach was already shechted. Kevet Shehichnas Rishon Rosh Avruba, when the first kid gets into Yerushalayim, they're racing. Zacha B'chelpo Muzakeh Esai Elchav Yimos. He gets the Chelek, and he gets the other people. Now, this Mishnah is talking about Ketanim, and the Karban Pesach was Shechted already. How could it have been Shechted already? It sounds like he wasn't Miman of them. You see, you don't need a minoy. V'i amr celebrates avos doraisa al bisra koyu mizakilu. How in the world is he going to, how is he mizakin to them? You can't be mizakin after it was shechted already. Ask the Gemara, wait a second. If that's true, so why was he being mizakin them? What did he mean? Hareini shochet es ha-pesach ha-mishi alim kem rishon yushalayim. So what's the whole, what's he being mizakin them? El lama lu damalu avun. So why did the father say this at all? Kedei lezarzin b'mitzvahs. Wow. No, really they didn't need a minu on the carpet at all. Why did he make a race out of them and say, whoever gets to Yerushalayim first, he's going to be the main winner of the carbon Pesach? It's really, really none of them needed minu on the carbon Pesach at all. He just said it to them because he wanted to get them excited about the mitzvahs. Like he just was creating a race. You should go, whoever does this is going to get the first piece of the carbon Pesach. That's all it meant. Tanya Amihach, we also know the advice supporting this. Wow, one time, I don't know how that happened, but the women got there before the men. Wow. The nimtzu banos zrizos ubanim shvalim. So the women show their excitement for mitzvahs ahead of the men. So you see there, it's all about excitement for mitzvahs. It's all about the excitement that the women got there first. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Vitorim es trumosav. Right? If I make a nether that you can't get hanah from me, I'm allowed to bitorim your trumas. That's not called getting hanah from me. Ask the Gemara, well, whose fruit are you using to be torim truma for your friend? Are you using your friend's fruit to be torim truma on your friend's fruit? Or are you using your fruit to be torim truma on your friend's fruit? Ibai luhu, the B'nai HaYishir has a two-side halach informational question. Hatorim mishelo al shel chaveiro, if a person uses his own fruit to give truma for his friend's fruit, tsarech daito o lo? Do I need my friend's das for this or not? What's the shiloh? Mi amrinon, kevin de zechosulo. Do we say, hey, I'm doing my friend a favor. I'm doing him a double favor. Number one, I'm taking truma for him. Number two, I'm not even using his stuff. I'm using my stuff. Kevin de zechosulo, loy tzarech das, zachin ladim shalom b'fanav. What do I need? I'm doing him a favor. Why do I need his das for that? Odilma, mitzvah dilehu, v'nichalele me'ebde. I'm doing a mitzvah for him. So he wants to do the mitzvah himself. Maybe he may even want the mitzvah done with his money. He doesn't want the mitzvah done with my money. Tut menishkin tovus. He's going to say, I want to use my money for this. Why are you stealing my mitzvah? So maybe it doesn't work. Now, the Achronim, there's two very interesting points here. Just try to say it briefly. The Achronim have machlokas here. On the side that it's a zchus, is there still a little bit of a chisaron also? It's just that the schus outweighs the chisaron, or is there no chisaron at all? Meaning on the side to say, oh, the guy's so happy you're doing it for him. Even on that side, is the pshat that the fact that you're using your own money outweighs the issue that he's not getting the mitzvah so much? His money is not doing the mitzvah? Or no? We say someone's not care about that at all. So the Taz, in his commentary Yodea, writes, even to that side, there's a little bit of a choiva. Because a person would rather have the mitzvah done with his own money, like the other side of the Gemara. However, since there's a bigger schus in the fact that he zachen ladam shelo b'fanav, since there's a bigger schus that I'm doing a schus because I'm providing my money. So you have two things going on here. On the one hand, you're not losing so much money. On the other hand, there's not being a mitzvah done with your money. So we say on the first side of the Gemara, we say that the fact that you're making money off the deal trumps the mitzvah. What's the nafgamina? So the Taz writes that a person cannot do it for a katan, because Taz and Ksuba says the only time you could do zechia for a katan if it's a zechus gomor. If it's a 1,000% zechus and there's nothing bad about it. Here there's a little bad, so you couldn't. Tosis, according to that Tosis, you wouldn't be able to do it on behalf of a katan, because there's a little bit of bad. And then there's another nafkamina. However, the Shach disagrees and says, no. It's only on the other side of the Gemara, but on this side it's a zchus gomer, and you could even do it for a katan. And another nafkamina would be, what about, let's say after I did this truma, you said, what are you doing? I didn't want you doing that. Does that work or not? Does that undo the truma now? So if you say it's a zechus gamer, sorry, you can't undo it. It's a zechus gamer. If you say there was a little bit of chov bedavar, maybe you could even undo it afterwards. Because you're saying that for you, that chova outweighed the zechus. So maybe it wasn't for you a zechus. So says the Maharid al-Ghazi in his commentary to Bukhairis. And the Ramban, the Ran, Machne Ephraim also intimate in that direction. Okay, a lot to talk about. Now, the only other point I wanted to add, there's also a major discussion in the Rishonim. How does this relate to the issue of Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus or not? That Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichus, so therefore, since it's a Zechus, it's as if he was Mimanami a Shlich. This Gemara seems to say that Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichus. Because the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that Hafrashas Truma has to be Midas HaBailum V'Shlichusam. So how in the world does this work? There was no Minu Shlichus. The Gemara says you need Shlichus. Must be Zachin Ladon Shlom Afanam. Zechiyah works Mitam Shlichus. And others say no. Zechiyah does not work Mitam Shlichus. So they have a different shot in the Gemara here. And you have to work that out. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Okay, we have a Shaila. Am I allowed to use my food to be mafresh shluma for you, truma for you? Or no, you could say maybe no, you want to use your money for the mitzvah. Tashma, come in here, proof. Toreim es trumosav. What do we say? What do we say in the Mishnah? Toreim es trumosav es maserosav lidato. Right? If I make a nether, you can't benefit from me. I can only be makar of your truma if you give me permission. Now, but my asking, what's the case? Ilema min balakri al shel balakri. If I'm using your money, uladato deman. So who's das? Ilema ladaito delay your own das. That doesn't make sense. Man shavi shliach. What do you mean? Who appointed you a shliach? Right? You're going to use the other guy's stuff and it's your own das? That's not what it means. Ela ledaito de balakri. Must be that the Mishnah means that he's got to appoint you a shliach. So if he appoints you a shliach to take his shuma from his stuff, but if you're doing shlichas for him, you made a nether that he can't get any hana out of you. So if he appointed you a shliach, how in the world are you allowed to do the shlichas for him? You're giving him hana. It's a violation of the nether. How come it's hana the coverage to chuse? Ella must be, what's the case? No. Mishelo al shelakri. You're using your food. Udaita deman. Ilema debata debalakri. It's the same problem. How come it's hana? Ella lav. Ledaita de nafshe. Umishelo torna shachamero. Vi amris. Sorech das. How come hana? Ella lav. Ein sorech das. So you see that it must be that I'm allowed to be Torim from my stuff on him without his das. Otherwise, how am I allowed to be Mahana him? Answers the Gemara, no. La'olam shel balakri abalakri. No, maybe that case is not talking about our case at all. Maybe that's talking about a case where I used his stuff. Ah, you asked me if I'm using his stuff. If he appointed me a shliach, I'm not allowed to take his stuff without him. He appointed me to it, so how am I allowed to do it? He's getting hana from me. Answers the Gemara, Ketama Rava. Like Rava said in a different case, we'll see in the next case, Ba'omer Kalawutza Litram Yoba V'yitrom, Hachanayim Ba'omer V'chul. No, we're talking about a case of where the owner of the fruit said, anyone who wants to come and be mafresh tshuva for me can come and do it. So I'm happy with anybody. See, he didn't directly appoint him as a shliach. See, he's allowed to do it because he's not being mishanim because he didn't appoint him directly. But the shlichus works even without him appointing him directly. So that's why he's allowed to do it because he's not mishanim from him. Since he didn't directly appoint me as a shliach to do it, it's not considered to be a direct hana. It's indirect and therefore it's okay. And now the Gemara has a similar case. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira. Hatorin Mishalo Al Shel Chaveiro. Tovas Hana Shel Mi. Who gets to choose, right? If I'm using my truma to give truma for your stuff, who gets to choose which kohen it goes to? Who gets the Tovas Hana? And I'll benefit that that a Yisrael might give you a little extra money, a little kickback, so that you should give the truma to his grandson, who's a kohen. Mi amrinan ilav perid hayach mirutak nekari dahu. If not for my fruit, your stuff would not be mutar to eat. O Dilma, ilav kari dahu lu lahavi perid dahadein truma. Well, if not for my fruit that you're giving truma for, so then the stuff wouldn't be truma. So who gets to choose? Amar le, amar kro es kol tvuas zarecha vinasata. It's got to be the balakri. It's your fruit that we need shuma for. So you're the one who gets to decide. You get the tovas hana. Ask the Gemara, Esive. We ask a question on this from our Mishnah earlier. Same story as before. Toreim es trumosav es maestros of lidato. V'yamris tovas hana de balakri. Now the Gemara thinks that we're talking about a case. I'm giving my own fruit to fix your fruit. So I get the schus. V'i amris tovas hana de balakri. If you tell me that you get the tovas hana when I'm being mafresh, so then I'm giving you hana again. Tovas hana. Hakamahani le. Elish vamina tovas hana delay. Must be that the other guy gets the tovas hana, not the balakri. Answer the Gemara. No, amri lo. No. Really? We're not talking about a case where I used my fruit. We're talking about a case where I used your fruit. Yishal balakri, yishal balakri. Uladai to the balakri. How in the world am I allowed to be mafresh for you then? Aren't I doing shlichus for you? No, you didn't appoint me a shliach. Omer kala, what's a litrom? Yavovu yitrom. We're talking about a case where you just made a general statement and said, anyone who wants to give truma should come and give truma. Now, let's try to answer this question. Who gets the right to choose the kohen when I'm using my fruit to be mafresh for your stuff? Tashema, Damer Rav Yochanan, Rav Yosef, Rav Yochanan, three halachas. Rav Yosef, Rav Yochanan, and one of the three is going to answer our question. Hamakdish, Mosif Chomesh. Let's say you have the following case. I want to do you a favor. I know you're chai of a carbon chatas. I know you'd never be chai of a carbon chatas, whatever. Or you're chai, you made an eder. You want to bring a shlamin. So I'm mafresh a carbon for you. And then a mum happens to it. And it has to be redeemed. Halacha is, so when the owner of the carbon redeems it, he has to add a fifth. But if somebody else redeems it, he doesn't have to add a fifth. So who's considered to be the owner? So if I was mafresh for Avi, who's the owner? Hamakdish Moisef Chomesh. If I redeem it, I got to pay extra fifth. But if Avi redeems it, paradoxically, he doesn't have to pay extra. He's not the Bialim of the carbon. I'm the Bialim because I was mafresh. That's one halacha. Second halacha. However, who can make the animal into a tamura? The other guy. Umiskaper was a tamura. Only Avi can appoint. If Avi tries to transfer the Kedusha from that onto another animal, he makes it into a tamura. But if I try to transfer the Kedusha, I can't make it into a tamura. And here's the third one. This is the one that... If I am using my fruit to give truma for your fruit, tovas hana shelo, I get the tovas hana. Since I'm being mafresh the truma, I can decide which kohen is going to get it. Rabosai, we will stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow from the case of being malamed my friend Torah. Got to go to two brisim. Two brisses. Two talmidim making brisses today.